Idaho music icon Rosalie Sorrells passed away on Sunday. Known as the Travelin' Lady, she drove around the country for decades, singing folk music and recording more than 20 albums. But despite all that, she always came home to Idaho. Samantha Wright has this remembrance.
I met Rosalie in the early 1990s when a friend asked me to help produce her CD of Union folk songs. Until then, I only knew her through her songs broadcast on KBSU Radio. Many people knew her through her music, which spilled out of her night after night as she toured constantly, singing like this.
These are the bells of Ireland that in my garden grow. My great-grandmother brought those seeds from Ireland long ago.
When we finally met, it was at the time we produced the CD that would be later called The Long Memory. We struck up a friendship that looked like a dotted line. I would see her here and there, usually unexpectedly at some gathering. We would come together in a quiet corner, get reacquainted, laugh over something, and then we'd part. We once spent 20 minutes at the cabin trying to identify some strange-looking food at a buffet table. We never said goodbyes because we always knew there would be another visit. Like this time when I interviewed her during a concert rehearsal.
Actually, my voice is in terrible shape right now, and I'm apologizing a lot because it won't work. I now sound like a frog, and in a couple of hours maybe I'll sound like a handsome prince.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
This was 2005 in Boise. Rosalie was 72 then and still going strong, though maybe not as fast as she once had.
You want to sit down?
No, I just did that. It really hurt. It's the joints. I've been in too many joints and my joints hurt.
That laugh was infectious, and it survived despite a lot of years of trouble. In the 1960s, Rosalie left her husband, threw her five kids into a car, and started touring. She performed in coffee houses, bars, and festivals. She survived the death of her son and breast cancer and a cerebral aneurysm. My brain blew up is literally how she described it to me. Through it all, though, there was that laugh every time we met. By 2016, we learned she had dementia. She had stopped performing. Friends got together to sing her songs on a CD to raise money for her care. Then yesterday, Rosalie's family announced her passing on Facebook with a link to her singing the song Ashes on the Sea. Back in 2005, she described what that song meant to her.
To me, it's about memory. It's a great song about memory and how important it is. I don't think it's that sad myself. But then I have distributed the ashes of my mother and my father and my son and my two uncles and my dog, and I intend my ashes to go there too, and it seems like a pleasant song.
She talked easily about death with a natural candor, resigned but not yet ready.
I mean, everybody has a beginning and a middle and an end, you know, and a lot of people really do try to dress that up some way so that it's not what it is, but that's why I celebrate the Day of the Dead. You know, they just invite the dead to come back and have a party with you every year, and that seems remarkably sensible to me also.
The last time I saw Rosalie was at a friend's birthday party a few years back. Rosalie wandered in from her old cabin on Grimes Creek, late as usual, closely trailed by her dog. Soon we were laughing again, and that's how I'll remember her, laughing, smiling, swearing, and surrounded by friends. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.
Mother, he said unto me, do you like this garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you'll keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. My Lord, he said unto me, do you like this garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you'll keep the grasses green, and I'll return